what do we call the gram thing?
Grams.
What's the name for this thing?
Weigh.
Weigh? This is a weigh?
Forget.
What do we call this?
When you weigh yourself, you weigh yourself on what? On a
gram.
On a gram thing?
You weigh yourself on the what?
On a gram thing, or what do you weigh yourself on, Mark?
On S, on an X.
I don't think so.
On an X, on something, on something that looks something.
What do we have up in our room?
On a weigher. On something that weighs stuff. I forget. What's it called?
You can find it. You think you know the word?
No.
Do you know the word, Billy?
Billy.
Billy? No. Oh,
Billy, no.
You weigh yourself on a Gramfunk?
Yeah.
What do you weigh yourself on?
Gramfunk. Mm-hmm. Mom, can you make corn for me?
You weigh yourself on a bathtub.
Bathtub?
No.
And you weigh yourself on a shower.
No.
What would be a yes thing?
What do you weigh yourself on?
What would sound good? Weigh myself on. I'm going to go weigh myself on this.
Think of it, Mom.
Go weigh yourself on the
scale.
Oh, man.
Mark. Now, come on. Didn't you know that word?
Yeah, but got it.
Huh?
I haven't heard it in a long time.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Don't they use it in your school?
No.
What do they call it? A gram thing?
No.
Don't they have a scale? Don't you get weighed in your doctor's office?
No, not really.
Not really. That's why you hadn't heard of it for a long time. That explains everything, Mark.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Now, we want to put nine. How many grams of sugar?
Mark, talk to Daddy now.
Let's weigh it.
Your corn is
16 grams.
100 grams, let's see, that'd be 100 grams. That would be about, that's how much sugar they have. Now, that's in how much? That'd be about right. That's the worst. In how much?
In a bowl?
Serving, per serving, it would have that much.
Let's see.
What's a serving mean?
It'd be
a bowl?
About 16 grams. So
like
it's about,
a bowl of cereal?
I would say that Marky puts that much in his Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know that, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
So,
easily.
You lose the advantage of Cheerios being not sweet, but by all the junky sugar you put in it,
mm-hmm.
you turn it into a sweet pond.
Can you do something to make this thing cool?
Yeah, wait.
So, the answer is that if you want to eat Cinnamon Toast, as long as you don't put sugar in it, it's actually not as bad as what you do to Cheerios.
It isn't?
No. What you do to Cheerios is worse than Cinnamon and this junky cereal, Move Mark. Because you put too much.
I thought it was less.
You put too much, no. You put too
oh,
much
yeah.
sugar in. If you would just put one spoon of sugar in Cheerios, it would be okay. But you put too much.
How much is one?
One spoon?
Yeah.
Maybe 8 grams.
Died, don't.
But you keep on pouring the sugar in. That's why it gets so bad, Mark. So, the idea?
Got the idea. Man, when will this thing get cool?
Just wait for it a little bit. Just wait. Is it cool yet? Cool yet, Mark? Not really?
No.
Okay.
Bowl?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We'll just put it in there. Okay, now you go to watch TV and wait for it to cool up?
Yeah.
But if you run away, it might get eaten up by somebody else. I'm serious, Mark.
I couldn't understand something she said. And Marky said, "Dad's just like me in hearing. When I say what to my friends, and finally they say, 'Oh, never mind.'" Is that right, Mark?
Yeah. But when they tell me it first, then I say what, and I keep on saying what. A couple times, and then they finally say, "No, never mind."
Which friend does it?
All my friends.
All your friends, yeah. Maybe you should pay better attention.
I did.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Maybe you're just like that, and you just can't make sense out of what those kids are saying.
You could pretend.
You can pretend you're understanding, even though you don't understand. Just wait. Just don't say what. Just wait and see if it matters.
Right.
Often it doesn't matter.
I know.
And you could pretend you understood them, even if they didn't.
That's what I do sometimes.
I know. And then sometimes if you do that, you'll get really tricked, because then it'll turn out you really needed to understand that. And they'll say, "Were you listening? Were you listening to me?" And then you'll have to say, "No, I guess I really wasn't listening." Right?
I missed that at the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's true.
Okay, we're going to go. Bye-bye, Mama.
Put the jam on the circle around. Please.
It's not jam, it's jelly. It's very nice.
I bought blackberry jelly.
I bought blackberry jelly. This was something different. Always have jam.
It's nice.
Thank jelly sometimes. Okay, say goodbye to the lovely Mommy.
My lovely Marky.
Go get where the sidewalk stands so you can read it.
What?
In the car. Go get where the sidewalk. Oh, and how do I get to Jabri's house? Do you have the address?
No, not with me.
Will you have a phone number? Mm-hmm. We'll give you the phone number so you can call up.
Okay.
I told Mark that Ross was a little boy, and said, "He's not a little boy, he's 9 years old." And I said, "He's still a little boy. He's going to be a little boy until he's 25. He's going to be a little boy until he finishes college." And Mark said, "Well, since you're pushing so hard, then he can be a little boy until he gets to be an old man."
Just like Grandpa and Grandma.
Mark, what are you doing?
That's what he said, not me.
Mark, James, get back here right now. But I did not make this so that you could have traipsing back and forth. Mom, did you give him permission to take these out into the other room?
He didn't, did he?
Did you give him permission to?
Oh, I got the...
You said that they could bring them out on a
tray? I got the tray down, and that...
No, Mom, that was the most unrealistic. Look at this.
Mm-hmm. So
you expected this to go out into the other room?
It was a bad idea.
And they gave me a hard time because Ross said it stinks when I cracked down on them. They said they couldn't do that. They said it stinks and that they want to go into another family.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said, or something about how this is a rotten deal we get in this family or something?
Want to go to a family you don't have one?
Yeah. Most families don't have s'mores. You want another s'more?
S'mores?
No.
No.
Haven't you ever heard of the S'moreless family?
More or less family. Pretty sad, huh?
Well, you heard Loveless.
Right. Who'd like to do without this morning?
Please.
Also, apparently, parents would get less criticism. I mean, really, I make nice s'mores for them, and they don't say thank you or anything.
Thank you.
Did you tell Daddy anything?
Thanks.
You're welcome, boy.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, son. Can't call him boy, right, Mom? Mom says you can't call him boy.
Nope.
Yeah, Mark has to really work on his recording a speech error from Brian McQuinney, which was, there's one piece that you didn't put, make it on there, and this had to do with the assembly of a little wooden model on May 7th. So I'm picking up the Pittsburgh dialect, which is, there's one piece that you didn't make it on there, the resumptive pronouns of Pittsburgh. I ask him what kind of things I say into the tape recorder.
When I say things that sometimes I may say things that don't make sense.
Yeah. So what kinds of things would you ever say that would make sense?
Well, like when you said that before we took out this thing, like the yesterday friends.
The yesterday friends. Who were they? Do you remember what the yesterday friends were?
The people. The one, I think it was the time where we made a enormous mess with the blocks.
Yeah, that's right. And who were those people?
Hugh Normus.
Hugh Normus. What does Hugh Normus mean?
Humongous.
Right, it means humongous.
Big.
Yeah. I think enormous is something that the kids really say.
Oh, great. Now the blues mix in with the yellow.
Yeah.
And the white.
Right. You remember the names of those people when we made the people that came to visit us? Daisy and Otto.
Oh.
Yeah. Do I ever record anything about what Ross says? Does he ever make any
mostly
mistakes?
Not.
Mostly not. Mostly Mark, yeah. Mark does have some interesting things. But it, I think he's close to an end. He's almost perfect now in his language. Yeah, and as far as recording for Ross, there's really not much I can do anymore. There's nothing. He has interesting ideas, but there's, even in the way of like socialization or anything, there's very little I can say. It's just so obvious now.
Adult.
No, hardly. I could talk about, I could document the...
kindergarten, you're going to be five.
After she's five.
No, wait a second. Which is going to come half first? Kindergarten or 5 years old? What's coming first? Can't figure that one out? Are you excited about kindergarten?
Yeah, when she was going to school, she was two.
Just another school. Were you excited about kindergarten when you went home?
You know, there those schools that children go to when they get too old for your school.
No, not what.
You went to
the bigger
school? No, that's what I mean. Actually, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know something? You've got very red lips. Your lips are
purple. Amazing.
You're going to be a purple people eater. Ooh, it's so gross, I can't believe it. Absolutely grossest thing I've ever seen.
Well, not the gross.
Well, can you think of anything grosser? Not at the moment.
Not gross like little baby. That guy on Pee Wee Herman's Great Adventure.
Pee Wee Herman's Great Adventure was gross? Ooh, I know which one you mean.
Yeah.
Large Marge.
Yeah, Large Marge.
She was the grossest thing I've ever seen. You never saw Pee Wee's Great Adventure. Oh, don't tell her about Large Marge.
She's gross. Large Marge is gross.
You want to see Pee Wee Herman's Great Adventure?
No.
Large. And I might forget Ross
Inman. It isn't scary.
It's got large. Large.
And large marge doesn't. Once you see him, you
You fall out. You almost drop in your seat.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you don't. Well, you're not like. You don't faint.
You don't faint? Sure, you faint.
No.
Ross almost fainted.
It's
a lot scarier than Star Wars.
I have Star Wars at my house and I like it.
You have Cloak and Dagger too, right?
Oh, excuse me.
You ever seen Cloak and Dagger?
Well, good. Julia's going to tell me about the end of the movie. This is Return to Oz.
Then she went in the cage and the kids came in the cage. And what was that? Then they had a bunny, but the little thing was running. We have got all the stone, we have got all the stone. But then, little queen went to the party, but then she went to jail.
Who's running her?
It was Dorothy. She was the queen of England.
Oh.
But then, the other prettier girl than Dorothy came.
Oh, I mean, her name was Ozma.
Everyone was sitting at the puppet and set. Then we came the pretty queen came. And then she said, your powers look as if they had powers. And so, was there the queen of Oz? That is a little bit of a battle. And then she went to jail. Okay.
And what happened to
you? Yeah, she went home and she played with Toto. And Ozma got chicken.
Because Dorothy had the chicken to begin with, right? The chicken went with her to Oz, and when the chicken got to Oz, the chicken was gone. Isn't that right? And when Ozma got the chicken, it was because the chicken didn't want to go home again, so she didn't want to have to Oz. Do you want to see your mother today? Or would you rather stay here?
I'd rather stay here.
Even if it's more boring here, you'd rather stay.
Watch one more movie.
You're kidding. What we get? Movie either?
Just one more.
Just one more?
Yeah.
I guess you could. And then your mom can come maybe with a train thing.
Baby not a movie, baby another one in the night.
Did you press the rewind button? You did. Did you press stop?
You
pressed the rewind.
I pressed that phone too.
You did it. Did you press any
button?
Yeah.
Did
I know? Yes. Did I? Tell me why.
Because I was trying to do that.
I pressed the button.
Ross and Mark and Ross and Mark are here with Julia, who's visiting, and it's May 8th.
There you can wait with it, and then I can do that, or you can wait with it, and you can have a full thing if she doesn't finish.
I want to check if that's a ransom.
10th. Mother's Day. Julia Carnevale. She turned 4 in March.
today. It's not. There we go. What's not on? Okay. Today is the 11th, I believe, of May.
Anyway. Yeah, Bart came in to, this may be a not appropriate thing to say. But let me ask, did you get the strawberry shortcake for the little girl? He's referring to Julia, and the strawberry shortcake is a video. And I said, yes. And he said, oh, well, here's the not appropriate thing to say. I don't like strawberry shortcake.
Mark said to say the other thing that I said to you about how I used to what, Mark?
How I used to what?
How I used to like strawberry shortcake.
Oh yeah, you used to like strawberry shortcake.
But you don't like it now.
Yeah. It's getting a little kid.
Okay,
where's that? And why was that not appropriate to say that? What would happen if you shouldn't say it?
I sometimes hate it when I say it. And I don't tell you about it.
He whispered, great, I wish you didn't get this movie.
Yeah, you felt a little bit, you felt like you really shouldn't say nasty things, right?
Okay, here we go. This is March 12th or so, I guess, and Mark's up in my room.
No, if it's a alarm,
it's a alarm. Was there an alarm inside there?
Let me make an alarm.
Show me how.
You see, they fall down here, get their, this is where they take the brush and cup and fill the water in here and brush it, their teeth. And if there's an alarm, an alarm signal comes out of here.
Right, out of that top part of the elevator?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's nice. Mark made a statue of a can, a couple of boxes, and a couple of dog boxes. And
they have some pets.
Yeah.
I will show you what the pets are. Okay. Actually, they're not just pets. These guys get this guy.
Mm-hmm.